It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
It started on a peaceful night. The smithy shoot a horse. He heard a moan behind his back. And turned around, of course.
His dead wife stumbled through the door. She had some brains but wanted more. Then threw his neck her talents tore. And so began the day. The zombie shambled through the shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble through the shire.
Constable Jones was next to go. He had the late night watch. Near open graves he met his fate as he was drinking scotch.
He watched the living, not the dead. Brady McGee tore through his head. Villagers nearby saw and fled, and panic gripped the streets. A zombie shambled through the shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble through the shire.
The mayor became the living dead. His skin turned mottled gray. He failed to see his son's blank eyes. He did not run away.
The sheriff gnawed on fleshy bones. Blood ran down the cobblestones. Everyone cowered in their homes until their doors were smashed by zombies shambling through the shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble through the shire.
The padre preached of judgment day. They tore down the church door, converting him with just one bite.
Nom, nom, nom.
He speaks of God no more.
Then someone grabbed a cricket bat. He hit their heads with quite a splat. He spent 5 minutes doing that. Then he was ripped apart by zombies shambling through the shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble through the shire.
A gardener set a branch ablaze. The padre burned and fell. The living saw they could prevail. They torched the mayor as well.
The zombie pyre made streets glow red, burning hordes of living dead. The survivors cheered and said, the gardener saved us all from zombies shambling through the shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble through the shire. None of us shall forget that day. Many were killed and dragged away. Our gardener saved the town. Hooray! We hope we never more see zombies shambling through the shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble through the shire.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast Spooky Show. That first song that you just heard was Zombies in the Shire, performed by the Dregs from Thank You Sir, May I Have Another. Find out more about them at the-dregs.net. And welcome, the spooky show commences. And I am here to introduce a ghost from the past, my co-host Tony.
Thank you. Yeah, this is show 293, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And you are back from the dead.
I am back. Well, I've been hiding out in the cellar, of course, for some time. But yeah, so happy Halloween, or Mischief Night, or Guy Fawkes Day, or what other spooktacular celebrations you celebrate at this time of year.
That's right. Yeah, All Souls Night. Samhain, we are going to play songs for all of them. In fact, we have a very special one specifically for that.
Indeed. So yeah, we picked a few of our favorite tunes that we dug up for this occasion. So the next... I am going to destroy Matt by the end of this show. So next up is All Souls Night, performed by Three Quarter Ale. From Three Quarter Ale, find out more at threequarterale.com.
And around to drums that pulse out the echoes of darkness, moving to the ancient sound. Somewhere in a distant memory, images float before my eyes of fragrant nights of straw and of bonfires and dancing until the next sunrise. I can see the lights in the distance trembling in
the dark cloak of night. Candles and lanterns and dancing, dancing a waltz on All Souls Night. Oh, 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 oh. Figures of cornstalks bend in the shadows, held up tall as the flames leap high. The green knight holds the holly bush to mark where the old year passes by. I can see the lights in the distance trembling in the dark cloak of night. Candles and lanterns are dancing, dancing a waltz on All Souls Night. Oh, 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 oh. Into the ancient sound, standing on the bridge that crosses the river that flows out to sea. The wind is full of a thousand voices. They pass by the bridge and me. I can see the lights in the distance trembling in the dark cloak of night. Candles and lanterns are dancing, dancing a waltz on All Souls Night. I can see the lights in the distance trembling in the dark cloak of night. Candles and lanterns are dancing, dancing a waltz on All Souls Night.
Pies from children's thighs. with which to feed the fairies. Still I sing bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bedlam boys are bonny, for they all go bare and they live by the air. And they want no drink nor money.
That last song was Bedlam Boys, performed by Bedlam from their album Singles. Find out more about them on Facebook.
So, Matt, do you know why ghosts haunt old buildings?
I don't know. Why do ghosts haunt old buildings?
Because they have nothing to live for.
Oh. See, here I was thinking it was, you know, some sort of dying under mysterious circumstances with unfulfilled tasks, but nope, it was a pun.
It always is.
It always is.
You should know this by now, for after listening to all those sellers.
I really should.
Next up is Samhain Dance, performed by Scott Boswell from Jug of Punch. Find out more at his Facebook page, R. Scott Boswell. Thank you.
So you couldn't make it out to fair. No reason to feel sad. Just remember all the times you've gone and all the fun you've had. Now ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. It's a place you can go to merry, merry Mac. Ooh, but my lady green sleeves, or a wild Irish gypsy rover all around the blooming heather. And fill to me the parting glass, for she once was a true love of mine. With a ring ding ding little I-D-O, and a hey and a ho and a hey nonny-no. Yes, your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
An ache in his head, bad dreams had made him ill, and he grumbled as he dressed, despite his duress, as he made his way to the mill. Well, he never wanted to work that day, but the foreman had made himself clear. So Johnny dreamed of the eve to come, when he'd drink him beer after beer, singing, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn. I'll drink to the health of me friend. It was a cold morning, went straight to his bones. Oh, he wished that he had him some ale. Just one fine glass of that stout Guinness would hold him to the end of the trail. Well, his mouth of water with the thought of ale. By the time he'd arrive, he'd decide that not even death could keep him away from his friends and their favorite dive. They'd sing, I'll drink from dusk till dawn. I'll drink a toast today then. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn. I'll drink to the health of me friends. Johnny worked hard all the day, his mind away drinking alone. And he told his friends of the pledge he'd made and the fantasy that kept him afloat. Come hell or high water, I'll drink with you. Nothing could keep me away. When the day came to end, he left with a friend. Together they walked and they sang. They sang, I'll drink from dusk till dawn. I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn. I'll drink to the health of me friends. On the road they came to a bridge of rope, and there they met the man with a scythe in his hand and an evil grin. It was old Death who cut Johnny down. Johnny's friend crossed himself, swore 'twas the truth, as we told the story to the bar. And they all recalled Johnny's last words, I'll drink come hell or high water. He sang, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends. Well, the door swung open, a cold wind blew in, and there stood a man unafraid. He called for a beer. They realized when near, it was Johnny come back from the grave. Said, you can keep me away from work, for there's nothing I live for me there. But I told you today of the pledge I made, you can't keep a man from his beer. Oh, well, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast day then. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends. Oh, well, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast today's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends. I'll drink to the health of me friends. I'll drink to the health of my friends. Why, I'll drink to the health of my friends.
This is the Kelp Father, Mark Gunn, and in 2009, I recorded my album Happy Songs of Death. It was one of my top-selling CDs for quite a while. Maybe it's an Irish thing, but that inspired me to record an annual show of Celtic Halloween songs, live streaming on the internet. And since I like to record music, I started work on a Celtic Halloween album last year. I'm pleased to release the first three songs on a digital EP that you can get all over the net on October 3rd, or just by joining my Gunrunners Club on Patreon. The first song you heard was I'll Drink From Dusk Till Dawn. Next up is Order the Way.
Under dark moon the sky, he rode into the night to see his lover the way. Smell of flowers in the air, he passed without a care across a bridge, oh, that sad day. When the shadow stepped from the rail, from his saddle he sailed, and his horse rode off o'er the way. As the man was caught off guard, the shadow struck him hard, and his hopes rode off o'er the way. O'er the way, o'er the way, o'er the way, o'er the way, his hopes rode off o'er the way. O'er the way, o'er the way, o'er the way, o'er the way, his hopes rode off o'er the way. A fire burned inside, and he beat the brigand thrice. The hate consumed him o'er the way. Then the man thought he had won, till he felt the brigand's son grab hold of him o'er the way. And the thief took his revenge, and he beat the man unending with a cat o' nine tails o'er the way. Well, he shrieked to the night, bloodied by the fight, like a cat he shrieked o'er the way. O'er the way, o'er the way, o'er the way, o'er the way, oh, like a cat he shrieked o'er the way. O'er the way, o'er the way, o'er the way, o'er the way, oh, like a cat he shrieked o'er the way. Well, the law followed that yell, so the man lay where he fell, nothing left but the man's shell o'er the way. As he laid the body to rest, his love clutched her breast, or her heart was robbed and killed on that day. Then she breathed her last breath, and blood stained the dress from the last that slew her man today. As her body fell to the ground, there was an echoing howl of the hounds that howled for them. O'er the way, 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 oh, the hounds howled for them. O'er the way. Or the way, or the way, or the way, or the way, or the hounds howl for them, or the way. Then the door closed real fast, a brigand in his cash that he robbed of his son, or the way. As they counted out their change, they shouted loud and hollow names, for they were made rich on that day. Then the son went for his sister, found her dead with her blisters and the streaks of blood o'er the way. Oh, her father couldn't stand, he found a picture in her hand. It was the man they killed o'er the way. O'er the way, o'er the way, o'er the way, o'er the way, oh, it was the man they killed o'er the way. Or the way, or the way, or the way, or the way, what was the man they killed, or the way? Or the way, or the way, or the way, or the way, what was the man they killed, or the way?
Even a man who is pure in his heart and says his prayers by night may become a werewolf when the wolfbane blooms and the moon is full and bright.
Thank you. It's time again. Soon night will fall, and the moon will rise with her crystal ball. I just hang on by a slender thread. The werewolf's curse heavy on my head. For I'm again one who's wretched and chained, neither man nor beast, not wild, not tamed. I should hold out, but the moon invites me, and deep down inside me the whole thing excites me, for this is my night to howl. This is my night to feel wild and free, thirsting for me to prowl. This is my night to howl. This is my time to run. This is my time to make my own way, now that the day is done. This is my night to run. Mistress Moon in full splendor, reaching my soul with a ray, guiding me to attend her, knowing that always I'll come and obey her, for this is my call to roam. This is my call to follow her light, making the night my home. This is my call to roam. It's time again, I know it well. The night is here with its awful spell. I should fight back, but I know it's wrong. But the man is weak, and the wolf is strong. So here am I, the man defiled, singing out with my call of the wild. Yes, I should resist, but the moon is nagging. My ears prick right up and my tail starts a wagging, for this is time to break free. This is time to get into the hunt, take what I want and flee. This is time to break free. This is one wolf alone. This is one wolf to sing to the sky, sounding my siren tone. This is one wolf alone. Something magical changed me, secret spell in the dark. Fate has so rearranged me, that now when the moon shines, I hip and I bark, because this is my time of night. This is my time to take me a nip, lacerate, rip, and bite. This is my time of night. Wolfman stalking the lone way, breaking away from the pack. I am going my own way, the scent on the wind, and I prime for attack, because this is my night to howl. This is my night to rant and to rail, give out for the wail and yowl. This is my night to howl. This is my night to yowl. This is my night to howl.
just listening to This Is My Night to Howl, an unreleased track by Mallory and McCall recreating an earlier recording by the Janis Company Radio Theater with whom they had performed. And Janis Company Radio Theater, of course, was the last live weekly anthology radio program in the U.S. My name is Bob Brinkman, and this is from the archives. On September 29th, the fair world became a much darker place for the passing of a sweet and talented fair performer, Donna Michelle Morris Hooper, best known for her work with the Limey Birds and as Scarlett Letair, the other woman. Her passing wasn't sudden, it wasn't a surprise. She'd been quite open about her struggle with the cancer that eventually took her life. And from the last photo she posted of herself the week before, you could see two things. The cancer had nearly won, and that she still faced her situation with grace, with courage, and with humor. Through what must have been a painful and frightening time, she constantly took out time to smile and to reassure us, to try and make us all laugh. She was a brilliant and strong woman, and I mourn her passing. I ache for the pain that her family is undergoing, yet foremost among my feelings on this is how glad I am to have known her. And that was her final gift to me and to others, was lessening our sorrow, even if by just a small amount, by being such a fine and rare person that we could not help but feel fortunate for knowing her in this all too brief a time. I had met Donna as the entertainment director of the Bristol Renaissance Fair. The show's producer had discovered her at Southern performing, and I received a phone call informing me that she had been hired. I'd never seen a photo of her. I'd never heard her sing a note. I'd never seen her on a stage or with a patron, and it was one of the greatest surprise gifts I could have gotten that season. Watching her interact with patrons, watching her work a stage, watching her deal with other performers. She was kind, she was warm, she was wonderful. And when she was no longer at Bristol, it took two women, Iris and Rose, to fill the void that she left on those stages. Ever the performer, she surrounded her struggle with the sounds of laughter, focusing on the absurdities of her situation rather than the grim realities. She posted a series of photos once she had been spending most of her days in a wheelchair, and the photos were of her out with friends, and the friends having spilled her from the wheelchair in various and strange places. Because that's the sort of thing she did. She wanted to make people laugh. She was open about her pain, her fears, and the grim medical facts of her situation, but her outward smile never seemed to waver. And despite her pain and fear, she took it upon herself to make us all laugh almost until the very end. As an entertainer, I am in awe of her talent and drive. Few would even bother to attempt what she so flawlessly pulled off in her last month. As a friend, I'm devastated by her passing, and I'm very grateful to have known her. And as a Rennie, I know that I'm going to see her again someday down the road. So, rest well, Donna. I don't know if we deserve you, but I know I'm going to miss your smiling face. So what better way to take out the archive section this episode than with You Can Always Count on Me by The Other Woman from I Want You for Fun and Frivolity. And then I'll give you back. Because I think I, like many people, just really want Donna back. I'll see y'all next time.
I don't need a map. I naturally head for the dead end street. You can always count on me. I'm caught in a trap when joy is approaching, then I retreat. I'm at home with misery. I've been the other woman since my puberty began. I crashed my junior prom and met the only married man. I'm always on top for romance or chocolate that's bittersweet. You can always count on me. As a matter of fact, if you want an ill-fated love affair, you can always count on me. Though I've made a pact to carry out research before I care, men don't give a warranty. One joke who swore he single got me, sort of crocked the beast. I woke up only slightly shocked that I defrocked a priest. Or else I attract the guys that are longing to do my hair. You can always count on, bet a large amount on, you can always count on me.
With the cellar getting ready for Halloween, I thought I'd tell you about a call that the cellar got from some skeleton named Mr. Bones. You see, he's a skeleton, and it was quite the telephone call. Mr. Bones went on to give me an update on the skeleton beauty contest that apparently nobody won. I told him that he was lying to me, and in fact I had heard a winner, and that I could see right through his lie. Mr. Bones also loves to tell jokes. Like, why didn't the skeleton cross the road? He didn't have the guts. Well, one might keep in mind that Mr. Bones is the most calmest skeleton I ever knew. You see, nothing really gets under his skin. So we decided that we would head out for dinner. So until next time, bon appétit. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Here's a health to the queen and a lasting peace, to faction an end, to wealth increase. Come let us drink it while we have breath, for there's no drinking after death.
And here that will this health deny. Down among the dead, 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 down among the dead, dead, down, 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 down among the dead, then let him lie.
Let charming beauty's health go round, in whom celestial joys are found, and may confusion still pursue the selfish woman hating crew.
And he that woman's health denied, down, let him lie.
In smiling Bacchus joys I'll roll, deny no pleasure to my soul. Let Bacchus' health round briskly move, for Bacchus is a friend to love.
And he that will his health deny,
may love and wine their joys maintain, and their united pleasures reign. While smiling plenty crowns the board, we'll sing the joys that both afford. And they that won't with us comply,
down, 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 down,
down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down,
let him lie.
That last song that you just heard was Down Among the Dead Men, performed by the Court Revelers from Revelers on the Rocks. Find out more at courtrevelers.com.
Well, do you know why they put fences around cemeteries?
I don't know. Why do they put fences around cemeteries?
To keep the living out, since they're dying to get in.
You know, when I went to, when I was at school, there was a graveyard right next to a power plant, right next to the school, and no fences. It was a very dangerous situation, if you believe in zombies.
Well, doesn't everybody?
Probably. I don't know. I feel like a lot of our listeners might have a zombie defense plan already. By the way, do you know we have a body version of this show. Find out more about the body versions of the Renaissance Festival podcast at www.renbody.com. That's BAWDY.com. Or on iTunes or Gplay or any of those podcasting applications.
I know if they're talking about like upcoming podcasts, I know we have our holiday special coming up.
Yes, we do. And we have a bunch of other special ones coming up, so please check out the Facebook page for more information on that.
Yeah.
It's always something new happening.
Yeah. Well, speaking of zombies, again, the next song is Zombie Apocalypse Love Story, performed by Dan Markoch from Bard Camp. Find out more at danthebard.com.
Yeah, Candace and Abe, they were friends of mine. Candace, nice girl, only wanted two things in this world: to marry her fiancé Abe, and to have a white tiger she could call her own. This is their story.
Candace and Abe were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Showed up in their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Day, Candace looked out the door, saw her neighbors and cried in horror. They'd become zombies, she knew at a glance. Tonight she might not get her wedding dance. On his wedding day, Abe woke up, beer still dancing in his gut. Looked outside at the lightning in the sky, knew the apocalypse was ever nigh. Candace and Abe were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Shot up in their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Abe had swords he saved them for a rainy day or a zombie horde. Candace grabbed her reins and made for her horse, wondering if it could get worse. Abe stepped on his blood-strewn lawn, whipping off heads of zombies all around. A sandy bay gelding through the neighborhood reared. It was Candace, like a shining cavalier. Candace broke through the wall of undead, knocking over zombies black and red. Plowed through the mall, then she reached Abe's side, held out her hand, and said, "Let's ride." Candace and Dave were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Shot up in their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Jet black kill at the end of days. Shot up in their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. They rode and they rode to a jet black kill, ran up the side like Jack and Jill. Back to back with their weapons they stood, bride and groom, top a wedding cake of blood. Abe told jokes while they fought the horde. Huzzah, he said, as he killed two more. Candace drew forth blades and knives, made a wish while they fought for their lives. The sun then seared through the darkened clouds. A roar was heard above the crowd. A white tiger stood at the base of the hill. "Friend of yours?" Abe asked his girl. Candace and Dave were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Should have been their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Her lifelong wish had just come true, for the day the end animals broke out of the zoo. The white tiger slashed at the zombie brood, and in the end, just the three of them stood. They lived that day, perhaps the night. Candace, Abe, and a tiger white. The tiger could talk, and he was ordained Ed. And that's how Candace and Abe were wed. Candace and Abe were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Showed up in their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Zombie apocalypse on the wedding day. The zombie apocalypse on their wedding day.
The Rosenvolk German Medieval Festival is coming October 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the 18th Street Park in Ferdinand, Indiana. Voted Best New Renaissance Festival by you in 2015 and second best in 2016. Help us recapture number one in 2017. More than 20 acts and demonstrators, including the Knights of Valor and the Landsknechts. Buy tickets online at rosenvolk.com or like us on Facebook to find out more. We'll see you October 20th through the 22nd in Ferdinand, Indiana for the third annual Rosenvolk German Medieval Festival.
Since time he's been among us all through daybreak and dark night, and to the tunes that he doth pipe bring sorrow and delight. For he calls us from the cradle to our home, a silent grave. For he's come for you today. Time to join the earth and play as his pipes begin to play. Come and dance your life away. Private music room, a tenor sings a song, and death is there to listen, but he bids to sing along. And such harmony that steals his soul and takes his will away. For it's come for him today. Time to join the earth and play as his pipes begin to play. Come and dance your life away. We find him at the masquerade, a costume as a shield. And when he rips his mask away, your shrunken skull's revealed. So a woman clutched her breast in fright and fainted dead away. For he's come for her today. Time to join the earth and play as his pipes begin to play. Come and dance your life away. He sits there with the wind in hand, a drinking down his gin, a smile just like a Chinaman, a never-ending grin. So the hand goes wrong, the ace is played, so sure the shot is heard. War is come for him today. Time to join the earth and play as his pipes begin to play. Come and dance your life away. Bids his love goodbye as he goes off to sea. I promise ya, I'll soon return, but death just laughs in glee. For he knows the storm will take the ship and every man on board. For he's come for him today. Time to join the earth and play as his pipes begin to play. Come and dance your life away. Makes the lakes to freeze, so happy state has come. And death is there with muff and hat and coat and flask of rum. Where he breaks the ice, the skaters fall into his watery lair. For he's come for them today. Time to join the earth and play as his pipes begin to play. Come and dance your life away.
That last song was The Dance of Death, performed by Quartermaster Band from Quartermaster. Find out more at facebook.com/quartermasterband. What do you do while listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast? Drop us a message at 478-227-8537. That's 478-CASTLES. For those of you who like to use words instead of numbers, or send us a note to renfestpodcast@gmail.com.
Next up is Spooky Medley, performed by Cantiga from The Otter's Pool. You can find out more at cantigamusic.com. Right now, the patrons of the podcast are going to listen to Hanging It From the Gallows, performed by Gallows Humor from Necrodancer. Find out more at gallowshumorband.com. I Am Stretched on Your Grave, performed by The Interpreters from And We're Back. Find out more at taskmasters.com/interpreters. Danse Macabre, performed by Water Street Bridge from Danse Macabre. Find out more at facebook.com/waterstreetbridge. And Movin' Her Father's Grave and Isn't It Grand Boys, performed by Molly and the Tinker from Pour Us Another One.
Want to have your say? Go nominate an act or fair for the Renaissance Festival Awards.
Nominations are being taken for the 2017 awards now, with voting to come in the fall. Go on over to RenaissanceFestivalAwards.org now and cast your nomination.
The skeletons of our enemies will one day meet the skeletons of our friends, and they'll all sing together in great rhapsody. We'll meet each other again. Settled for no one else. She vanished or ran off, or maybe that was me, or something from a book upon a shelf. That set the skeletons of our enemies. Will one day meet the skeletons of our friends. Of eternal life, whether for good or for ill, or for some false god sending, a man's greatest weakness is his wife. She said the skeleton of our enemies will one day meet the skeleton of our friends. In great rhapsody, oh, we'll meet each other again, if you will, boy.
That last song was Skeletons, performed by the Dread Crew of Oddwood from Rocktopus. Find out more at thedreadcrewofoddwood.com. A very heartfelt thanks to our friends of the podcast, Craig Wellerstein, Hank Woodward, and Mari Vopio. You are all amazing, and thank you to everybody who spends the time to talk to us on the Facebook page to send us our comments and suggestions. And if you are so inclined, to donate to help keep this show going, because it's the only way that it goes. So thank you, everybody out there. And thanks just for listening.
Yes, thank you. How are we doing? You can email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Is there a song or performer you'd like to hear? Call or text the castle. That's 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537.
All right, and sadly we've come to the dead end of another show.
I guess that means we have to go back to the living world.
Oh, yes. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Matt.
What medicine do vampires take for colds?
No idea.
Coffin drops.
Very good.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, hey, Tony.
Where do mummies go for a swim?
I don't know. Where do mummies go for a swim?
The Dead Sea.
There's so many bad Halloween jokes. Do you have a favorite Halloween joke? Send it in to us, because we need help with these. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to the show. We had a great time. I hope you had a spooktacular time as well.
I hope you enjoyed what we dug up for this occasion.
Oh. Well, everybody have a safe fall holiday, whatever you're doing out there. And we will talk to you some other time. Now, for the last song, we have Serena. She's going to be reading us a special letter from the Limey Birds. So, we're going to leave it to Serena. Talk to you all later. See you in the lanes.
See ya. Have a safe and happy Halloween.
Spooky!
The following message is from Shannon Kelly. Shannon started the group The Limey Birds in 1997. She plays Bunny. Please let everyone know we thank them from the bottom of our hearts for the outpouring of love and support. Donna was an incredible performer who made an impact on everyone who met her. She was my best friend and partner for nearly 6 years, and I feel her loss keenly. Donna was a big part of the Limey Birds for many years, and then went on, like many of the Limeys do, to her own show across the nation. We mourn her loss, miss her smile, and know we will see her down the road, as we touring performers often say. Please enjoy our version of The Parting Glass. I would like to point out that Donna and I specifically worked out the last stanza of the song so that it would end on a positive note and be a happier, more hopeful version. So please enjoy it. Let your spirits lift and think of hope for the future and remember fondly the past. Be joyful. Hug the ones you love. Tell them every day. Be safe, and we'll see you down the road. With love, the Limey Birds.
Of all the money that e'er I spent it in good company. And all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, all the comrades that e'er I had are sorry for my going away. And all the sweethearts that e'er I kissed, they'd wished me one more day to stay. But since the day is at its end, 'tis not goodbye, but farewell, my friend. I'll gently rise and softly call, good night, and joy be with you all. I'll gently rise and softly call, good night, and joy be with you all. Of all the money that e'er I spent, I've spent it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy be with you all. I'll gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be with you all. Good night and joy be with you all.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.